Night gathers, and now our podcast begins. It shall not end until we're done talking. We are
the princes that were promised.
Welcome to the princes that were promised. It's me, it's Shawnee Wan, and joining me, as always, it's John. And John, let's not talk about any Game of Thrones today, any George Martin. I think it's time that we addressed the travesty, the utter horror that is what Walt Disney has done with our childhood. It's not good.
No. And, you know, for another time, I want to write down all the problems with The Last Jedi.
Right. Well, we did a whole episode of The Last Jedi.
All the storyline, all the plot holes, all the things that were wrong with the movie in itself. So this, it can't be just looked upon as some sort of hate podcast. Because let me tell you what, there is a lot of hate that I have towards The Last Jedi, Rian Johnson, Kathleen Kennedy, and what Star Wars is becoming. It's just bad. It's bad. You know, we talked about it briefly off air, and you know, two days ago, I think it was confirmed for episode 9 that Billy Dee Williams is going to come back as Lando Calrissian.
Yes. Now, let's.
God, they're desperate.
Well, let's start there. Yeah, what do you think? Is that fan service, or do you think
fan service? That is desperation.
I mean, look at this guy.
Desperation.
Have you seen a picture of Billy Dee Williams lately?
Desperation. This is straight out. Doggy. We need to do something to get a click. Yeah, we need something. Oh, we just had a Solo movie, so you know what? We need Lando Calrissian in there. Boom, get him.
Well, maybe they thought like Lando would blow up. And I will say, one of the parts about Solo that I did like was Donald Glover's Lando.
Glover.
Yeah, I did like his Lando. I don't like everything that people were taking out of it, the implications that people were making about his character being ambiguous.
It did go a little bit over the top, a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to be careful what I say here.
Yeah.
It was the robot in itself that was this female robot that just, once again, Disney shoving down our throats this woman power, female power, and nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong.
No, if it's...
But it was just shoved down the throat. It was just uncalled for. So have all these politics be put into Star Wars.
Here's the best way I can describe it without sounding chauvinistic and anti-women. And I think I said this on our last The Princess That Were Promised episode. I don't care if the main character's a girl. I don't care if she has all the screen time. I don't care if the main character's a black guy. I don't care, as long as I like the characters, as long as they're interesting, compelling characters. And where Disney and Star Wars is going wrong is these characters aren't interesting and compelling. Just because I'm a white man doesn't mean that I definitely don't like Anthony Daniels' portrayal of C-3PO. There's like a ton of characters that I don't like that are just white dudes. It's got nothing to do with race or color or gender. It's a shitty character at a solid character. And just because a main character is a woman doesn't mean that everybody has to go, oh, that's just brilliant. All the robots are women. That's brilliant. Oh, she wants to liberate other robots. It's not interesting or compelling. You're adding a dimension to a droid. Like, does C-3PO have a fucking character arc? No. He's a chicken. He's scared. He's always scared. Like, he bumbles somehow into saving the day a couple times, but usually it's R2-D2 that saves the day, and C-3PO is just like, oh, don't do that. Oh,
there for the ride.
He's got no character arc, and that's fine. The droids don't need a character arc because they're fucking robots. It's not that she's a woman, it's that they're using her being a woman as a reason to shove this story that is rather fucking stupid down our throats. And it takes away from the Lando character. And I don't think that's chauvinistic. I don't think that's anti-hashtag me too. I don't think it's anything to do with it. It's just like a shitty character and a shitty story. But without getting too deep into Solo, you think Billy Dee Williams is more of a fan service thing than it is piggyback?
What is he going to do?
what can he possibly do? How can he possibly get involved in this? I mean, I will say this. They do need an original trilogy character, right? Like if Force Awakens was supposed to be not focused on Han, but feature Han, right? And Last Jedi features Luke. And we know that Episode 9 planned to feature Leia.
So we're just going
to
kill him anyways. So we're going to kill off another male.
That's because that's what they're doing.
It's just kill off another male character that we loved from the original trilogy.
Yeah.
But yet somehow Princess Leia will live somehow. Walk through outer space.
She just flies off into space. We never see her again.
Mary Poppins.
But anyway, with that in mind, with that idea where original trilogy character is featured in each movie, is Billy Dee Williams the next best choice if it's not Leia?
I mean, who else is really me? I guess really who else is there?
Could you focus on Chewbacca? Maybe, you know, bring his family from the holiday special? I mean, there really are no other. He killed Admiral Akbar.
You just can't say to me that that's not fan. It's fan service. It's just something to get a pop. Ooh, look, it's Billy Dee Williams. Yeah. Cult 45.
Well, like, oh, all right. Everything's going to be okay because Billy Dee Williams is in fucking Episode 9. Dude, like, look at this fucking guy. Jesus. I mean, he was always a poor man's Carl Weathers. Like, he always was. He was Harvey Dent in Batman, right? So,
yeah. I can't even end of the movies. I mean, I'm sure he's been a whole lot, like 70 movies that we probably didn't see.
But as far as Batman, like, not our generation quite. Kids a little bit older than us when Batman came out always expected him to be Two-Face at some point. But then they went with Tommy Lee Jones, the third Batman movie. It's actually interesting. Not the Lego movie, the Lego Batman movie. You didn't see that, right?
No, I didn't see
that. It's actually pretty fucking good. But they brought Billy Dee Williams in to do the voice of Two-Face. This whole generation of people that they were expecting Billy Dee Williams to be Two-Face, and it never happened. So they cast him as Two-Face in the Lego Batman movie. It was pretty cool. But other than that, what the fuck has the guy done since Batman? Are you going to drag him out? Of course he's available. Yeah, what can he possibly add to the story where it's not like something that's going to...
There were rumors before The Last Jedi came out that Lando Calrissian was the father of
Finn. Yeah, there was actually...
So...
I had heard that there was some kind of like coloring book or something that like gave that spoiler away.
Yeah, I think Silk brought that up, that it was given away that... So are they going to go back on that somehow and just, you know...
You know what, dude? If they do, that's like the opposite of what they seem to be trying to get across. Oh, he's black, so he must be related to Lando.
Whatever they did in The Last Jedi to go against every little goddamn thing they could have done, they're going to go bang it back on it. Maybe it'd be like J.J. Abrams' way of saying, F you, Rian Johnson, we got to do this.
I thought Leia was going to be an off-screen death. She's got nothing filmed for Episode 9. Maybe it's something where they're on the run and they go to where Lando's hiding on Leia's orders. That's how they get him involved. Am I happy he's in it? Not really. Am I pissed he's in it? Not really. Am I interested in him being in it? Not really.
There's a whole bunch of not reallys going on here right now.
It's like nothing. It's nothing, you know? He kills like 3PO or something like that. Like, all right, that's cool. But
like, greatest thing he's ever done.
You know what, man? No Carrie Fisher can only mean that there's going to be more screen time for 3PO.
How are they going to do her death? You can't do an off-screen death of Leia. You have to show Leia's death.
I don't know.
It's going to be something stupid. It's going to be something completely stupid. It's going to begin the movie with a whole bunch of people standing around her with CGI Princess Leia and like saying how the death of Luke and Han was just too much for her and she gave away her force. It's going to be something like that. It was so great.
Yeah.
For that split 2 minutes in The Last Jedi.
It was because...
They really had me. This is great.
Kylo Ren didn't do it. Like, he decided against doing it at the last second, so it would add to his character more so if she died there.
Yeah.
Now they got to concoct basically a similar situation that you had to put Leia over and to add to Kylo Ren's character. And yeah, you know what? I bet you her death is in the opening crawl, and maybe they open with her funeral, and that's where Lando is. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, God.
All right, now how about Mark Hamill shaving his beard?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Posted on Instagram a photo of him with a shaved face. So does that mean what?
Well, I guess he's going to come back as a Force ghost, I guess. So he could be done with this filming already. No, they didn't even start yet. They're starting up in a couple months.
Yeah.
They actually might be starting it right now.
Yeah, it's starting.
Well, listen. I'm going to make one thing clear right now. To all the people out there who, again, saw different Star Wars fans who don't like The Last Jedi, and people get involved with me, how come I didn't like it? I will go to bed easy tonight, knowing full damn darn well that Mark Hamill hated that movie just as much as I do. Because he did. He did, and then Disney called him up and told him to stop.
Yeah.
Because he was bashing it.
It's a powerful company to make angry.
They told him to be quiet.
Listen, there's degrees. Like, the people that are harassing Rose
actress. Oh, no, that's completely not that actress' fault. It's not her fault that character sucked.
Right.
The character sucked because it was poorly written. It was completely an obnoxious role. There was no need for it. It had nothing to do with the storyline, but if going in circles, has nothing to do with the actress in herself.
Yeah.
And the fans who are doing that are wrong.
And they're not really fans of Star Wars. Those are just like...
There's a difference in me...
Yeah, right.
...that I can go out here and criticize and ridicule everything that's wrong with The Last Jedi, but I'm not going to criticize any of the actors who actually did that role.
No, because they're just working.
I'll bash to hell Rian Johnson, because he definitely deserves it.
Absolutely, because he created that.
She's even worse. Mm-hmm. The funniest thing is someone asked me about who's this guy, Rian Johnson. I said, look up a picture of Rian Johnson. You're going to see the picture of Rian Johnson. And he's going to look like someone. You're going to see the picture. And you're going to be like, well, yeah, he does look like a guy who could ruin the Star Wars movie. He looks just like the freaking type.
Yeah. I don't want to go back too far. You know, but I don't want to go
through. We're going to go back. This is going to be a quick one. We're going to do one where I'm going to write down. I'm going to come prepared. Which I usually normally don't. I'm going to write down all the laundry list of problems with The Last Jedi.
All right, so then basically there's three things I want to go through. First one being, go back to The Force Awakens.
The Last Jedi has made The Force Awakens worse.
It definitely does, but why did The Force Awakens work at the time? And I think it's because J.J. Abrams wasn't trying to fucking reinvent the wheel.
Right, he played it safe.
He made a Star Wars movie. Safe,
right. And Rian Johnson wanted to do all these little things. Oh, so you really want to know about, you know, what Rey is.
He wanted to make like a meta intelligent person Star Wars film. Mm-hmm. And look, Rian Johnson, his previous work, I don't know if you ever saw Looper. Looper's a great movie.
I will never watch any of his movies.
Well, I can understand you feeling that way now. And you know what? If I go back and watch them, it'll have a bad taste in my mouth. But before seeing The Last Jedi, having seen Looper, I was excited about his take on Star Wars. His work in Breaking Bad. He is an excellent writer and excellent director. He is. Just because he totally dropped the ball with Star Wars and tried to do something he shouldn't have done doesn't mean he's a bad writer and director. But he needed somebody to rein him in with Star Wars. The Force Awakens works because it doesn't take any chances whatsoever. It rehashes old ideas. It's a Star Wars movie. A Star Wars movie that fans wanted to see. And while I don't love it, I liked it a lot. And I like it less because of The Last Jedi. I actually like it a lot less because of The Last Jedi. It sucks. Because it was okay. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good. Introduced some great characters. I would have never thought that Han Solo would work on screen again at the age Harrison Ford is at. And how about Harrison Ford, huh? He got the fuck off that bus and looking like the best thing he ever did.
Yeah, got off the nick of time. Got the payday and right off.
It's like, sure, make a solo movie with somebody else. I don't care. I'm done.
Are we going to talk about the solo movie now too?
No, I don't think we should go too in-depth for it. I wanted to mention The Force Awakens, and then I wanted to say the repercussions of Solo. So we had the report that Disney had put the Star Wars spinoff movies on hold, which is probably a good idea, do you think?
I think so at this point, yes. The only good that comes out of this, and, you know, I've been crying and I've been campaigning that the first standalone movie that they should have done was the Obi-Wan film.
Yes.
But the only good thing about that, them stupidly doing a Han Solo movie because they thought that's what the fanboys wanted to watch.
Well, I mean, Solo for me. Rogue One is technically the first standalone, but like the first...
Standalone character movie.
Yeah.
The fact that this Solo is the first one and it really bombed. It bombed. It bombed. It's good now that maybe they can take a step back and see what they need to do with an Obi-Wan film.
Right.
Like, if they would have made the Obi-Wan film first and that would have bombed, I would have been really upset. Well, I'm not upset because I'm not really too upset about the Han Solo movie bombing because I was never a huge Han Solo fan. And B, I was kind of expecting it to bomb. Yeah,
but that's all
you and I... Last Jedi just made it worse.
That's all you and I were talking about in terms of a Han Solo movie was A, what the fuck is the point? B, what kind of drama could we possibly have? And C, it's going to fucking bomb because it's not Harrison Ford. You know, it's like Harrison Ford is going to do another Indiana Jones movie. Okay, I guess I'll go see it because I like Indiana Jones, I like Harrison Ford. But if you're going to recast Indiana Jones with Chris Pratt or something, like, I'm not really that interested because Harrison Ford and Indiana Jones are synonymous and Harrison Ford and Han Solo are synonymous. Those are characters he made with parts of Harrison Ford in it.
Before I forget, and this just goes to prove to show you that the people behind the new Star Wars movies have no idea, have no feel for what Star Wars should be. You need to be a knock on Ron Howard. Okay? What did I say we needed to see at least in the Han Solo movie? What do we need to see?
Yeah, the point.
And we did not get it.
No,
that
we
just
didn't.
Proves yeah. how disenfranchised that they are. Okay? Yeah. You just had to give me a point. If you give the point, that would have been that would have made up for some of the problems I had with the Solo movie. And one of the major problems I had with the Solo movie was the ending. And
Really? You didn't like the Darth Maul?
Give me a break. That was being horrible, for Christ's sakes. Yeah, he lived. I know it happened in the Star Wars Rebels. He, right. You know, give me a break.
But he died in that too. So, like, where is this fucking movie taking place? Now you're starting to have, like, X-Men level continuity issues.
Exactly. And it just weakens Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's all it does. He doesn't really die. What? He's able to crawl? You can't live. Give me a break.
Listen, so Leia set the precedent for what the Force can do.
Yeah, that is true. But I did not like it at all. Darth Maul, I mean, yeah, he dies anyways. I know in the Rebels, he has two other cases with Obi-Wan. And at the end, like, you know, it's like Obi-Wan, you know, block kill. It's like, really? What?
Well, listen, the idea behind that was how Obi-Wan has still evolved and still grown as a Jedi Master, and Darth Maul's just obsessed with revenge. But you don't really need to devalue the Darth Maul character in order to do that and bring him back from the dead and all this bullshit. Like, you don't need that. You know, maybe George Lucas shouldn't have killed him in episode one. Maybe he should have been in all three prequel movies, but he wasn't. And it's probably for the better. That's why he was held in such high esteem, because he was one of the better parts about episode one. Not knocking episode one, because I'm not, dude. I'm not knocking prequels. I'll never knock the prequels again. I am sold on the fucking prequels. I don't care about wooden dialogue. I don't care about lack of characterization. I like the prequel movies. I think they're fucking awesome. You're going to tell me that, like, Pat Block and Jeff Sussman can watch The Last Jedi and then watch Attack of the Clones and say that The Last Jedi is better.
And Dan, who just says anything Pat says. Yeah, I said it, Dan. I said it. You give me a break. Pat all the time. All right, Pat. Go watch the Predator. Go watch Predator, Pat. You and two other people.
Dude, Pat loves Terminator 3. That says it all right there. Solo would have been a success if they didn't do all those reshoots. But the reason they did the reshoot, it was a mess from the get-go. Once you greenlit this movie, it was a bad idea. Between Solo and The Last Jedi, I have a lot more respect for Solo.
It definitely wasn't as bad as The Last Jedi, but it actually got affected dearly by The Last Jedi more than anything else.
Yes. But I think the lessons that we get from Solo, and hopefully the lessons that Disney, Kathleen Kennedy, if she's still around, the lessons they get from Solo will make Solo a much more important movie. And I think those lessons should be, if you're doing an original, first off, don't do fucking original trilogy character prequels. If you're going to do Obi-Wan, don't use a huge fucking budget because you don't need it. Obi-Wan is a great character, so just make it a character movie. I don't need gigantic space battles. I don't need an epic fucking movie. Give me a toned down Obi-Wan Kenobi movie and I'll be fucking happy. People just want to see Ewan McGregor. Plus, if you make it a huge budget fucking epic piece, Disney's going to have these expectations and want The Force Awakens numbers, which they're never going to get ever again. They're never getting The Force Awakens again. After The Last Jedi, after Solo, they're never getting that again. So I think they need to rethink their whole premise and work more on a good movie and less on a spectacle. And Obi-Wan, I think Obi-Wan will happen because that's the fan service. It's Billy Dee Williams is not the fucking fan service they need. The fan service they need is Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi. They need to acknowledge the prequels more, and there's a lot of time to explore a lot of adventures he can go on, and they don't all have to be epic save the universe stories. It could just be he helps out some people. Yeah, you know, whatever the fuck it is, just put Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan and make a simple movie and you're good. Don't make it like Solo, where it's this big fucking sprawling epic where we ultimately know how it ends. He's with Chewie working for Jabba Hutt. Like, yeah, we that wasn't like a shocker. It wasn't like a wink, wink, I'm going to go work for Jabba the Hutt. Like, duh. It's like Titanic. It's the highest fucking grossing movie of all time. The boat sinks. Like, you know the boat sinks. They need to do an Obi-Wan movie. It's got to have Ewan McGregor. And it can't be this big budget fucking mush. And the other important lesson to take out of Solo, these movies need to come out at Christmas time. There's no room for Star Wars movies during the summer anymore.
Yes and no. The problem here was, I don't know who at Disney who made this decision. Okay? You had the Avengers, Infinity War, which is, you know, where the battle is going to be the biggest movie of the summer.
Yeah.
Okay? Opened up 3 weeks before Solo.
Mm-hmm.
They also had Deadpool coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Solo would have been better off at July 4th weekend.
Yes.
After July 4th, starting last weekend.
Yes. Because look how good Jurassic World does.
Right.
Because it's got no competition.
It would have been away from Infinity War. There's nothing else out there right now too big. Mm-hmm. We would have had a better box office. One of the biggest things I keep on hearing, the excuses I keep on hearing for the Han Solo movie and how much money it made, is Star Wars fatigue. And I think that is just an excuse. Marvel brings out 3-4 movies a year.
Right.
And there's no fatigue on them. So you can't tell me it's 5 months in between movies, it's a fatigue. No, it's not. It's just the fact that it was not put out smartly. It was put out three weeks after one of the biggest movies of all time, money-making-wise.
Plus, it's the content of the movie. Nobody wanted to see a Solo movie. Han Solo was not... Yeah, all right, he's one of the three major characters in the original trilogy. Okay, fine. But he's not the main character in the original trilogy. He's a supporting character. So you can make a prequel about a supporting character. Very rarely does that work. And the thing with Marvel is, yeah, they can put out 3-4 movies a year because they're not making comic book movies. They're making genre movies with comic book characters. So The Winter Soldier, it's a spy movie with Captain America. Thor, it's a fantasy adventure with Thor. Spider-Man Homecoming, it's a coming-of-age high school movie with Spider-Man. It's not like the original Spider-Man with like 30-year-old actors pretending they're in high school. That's not what Marvel's doing. They're making genre movies. So when I first heard about Rogue One, it seemed like that was what Disney was going to do with Star Wars. I thought Rogue One would be like a gritty war movie. And it kind of was, even though they did like the added Vader scenes. And it worked. It's fine. But what is Solo? What kind of movie is Solo? Yeah, all right, it's a Star Wars movie because it's got Star Wars characters. It's an action adventure, but it felt more like they were just trying to hit all these certain things about Han Solo, how he got his scar, the kettle run.
How he got his name. They wanted to put all this stuff up. This is how he got the money in Falcon, which, by the way...
And maybe Brian Silk was in the crowd, like, cheering. Like, oh, that's how he got his name, like, clapping and stuff. Maybe a lot of people were, but I definitely was not. I was not interested in how he got his name. These are not things I need to know, especially if I have the option of seeing fucking Infinity War again. So, yeah, mistake by Disney. You're right, it would have done better July 4th, but I feel like with Rogue One, Force Awakens, even with The Last Jedi, Disney owns December with Star Wars, and I think Solo would have definitely done better a year later. It felt like it was rushed out. Not a whole lot of thought was put into it, so I hope they learn their lesson. I don't want to see a Boba Fett movie. Do you want to see a Boba Fett movie? Like, what the
no, fuck? No, I think
what
after
the fuck
this,
is a Boba Fett movie going to be about?
After this, I think what they should do, if they want to go through like a villain, a standalone type movie, is dig deep into the expanding universe and maybe go through a Grand Admiral Thrawn or something.
Yeah. Well, he's actually rumored for the Obi-Wan movie, which gets me worried because then it takes on this huge epic feel. And then how do you explain that, like, whatever happens there, how do you explain that that's not hinted at in A New Hope all these years later?
Mm-hmm.
So I think with Obi-Wan, they're better off keeping it low-key. I think Thrawn's a very popular character that is now part of this new canon and they should explore. And that would be an interesting movie. He was not around for the final battle. And maybe you could explain how he survives and Snoke and the... what do they call it? The New Order? I don't know.
The First Order.
Whatever the fuck it is. That kind of arises from Thrawn's vision somehow. That'd be a good movie. A Boba Fett movie. I don't need to see that.
Well, I think after the Han Solo movie bomb like that, I think you have to really go as far and away from Han Solo right now.
Yeah.
Because it's just obvious If they do a Boba Fett movie, then it's just clear as day. They have no clue what the fans want. Because at this point, the Han Solo movie was just, what's his name? Who's the guy?
That played Han Solo?
No. The guy behind the scenes. Kasdan was a big Solo guy. And he's, it's obvious that it's just not going
to
work.
Yes, someone needs to take Kasdan out to the fucking shed. I think it's enough for Lawrence Kasdan. He was a big reason why they had to change directors and bring in Ron Howard. Who, by the way, I'm not going to knock Ron Howard because he had a very, very difficult job to do. And he's a fucking professional. He made it happen. I don't love Solo, but it was an entertaining, like an hour of it was pretty entertaining. I don't think there's many directors that could have pulled off what Ron Howard was able to do. Unfortunately, it's a bomb movie and shouldn't have been made in the first place. Like, he came in, he made money. He got paid to do it. Mm-hmm. To be able to turn around that set and the whole production of that movie, which came to a halt when they fired those directors, who shouldn't have been in that spot in the first place. The guys that directed the Lego movie. How are they doing Solo? And then, like, you're surprised that, like, it's not working out. Solo's on Kathleen Kennedy. Last Jedi is on Kathleen Kennedy and Rian Johnson. And Rian Johnson should have been put on a leash. Kathleen Kennedy, if she's not fired from her job, she should be put on a leash also, because they're missing the point of what Star Wars is. With The Last Jedi and Solo, they thought they could just, like the old joke, where Lucas could do like a turd going down the toilet, call it Star Wars, and it's going to make $1 billion. Disney was thinking that. Kathleen Kennedy was thinking that, and that's not the case. So hopefully with Solo, they learn their lesson. And the reports that they're putting Star Wars spinoffs on hold, it seems that they are, but Obi-Wan is still in pre-production. Their focus is on Episode 9 as well. It should be, because that movie... Listen, that we said Solo was sink or swim. Episode 9 is sink or swim.
I just don't know how they're saving it at this point. I really don't. I'm sorry to be said to sound like that, but how are they saving this movie? I mean, I guess they can. I guess, but it's just...
If there's anybody to do it, it's J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Not because he's got, really, like, an incredible vision, but because he'll pick out the good parts.
Just play it safe and just go back to the drawing board. Not go back to the drawing board, but just keep on hitting the right chords, I guess.
Well, I mean, look at the parts of the prequels that people generally don't like. The fact that all stormtroopers are clones of Jango Fett. Abrams, he touched on that in that exchange between Kylo Ren and a fucking actor I love, General Hux. I love that guy. That guy's like my favorite part of the sequel trilogy.
Oh my gosh.
So they talk about going back to a clone army. They touch on it, but then they move right past it and explain why. There's no more Army of Jango Fett's. Cool. That's playing it safe and not wholly ignoring the prequels. And J.J. Abrams is good at that. He's not a guy with an incredible original vision or an original storyteller, but he can copy somebody very well. He's like a Spielberg clone, this guy. Every movie he's done. Force Awakens was like if Spielberg did a Star Wars movie. That's why it worked. It wasn't amazing, but it's pretty good. And it got you excited for where it would go. And then it was just like a fucking fart in the wind, dude. Cold, wet fart. And of anything, just the fact that they kill off Luke Skywalker. Not even kill him off. He becomes one with the Force. It's such a shitty ending for your childhood hero, my childhood hero. And let's face it, the man that you want to become as a child. Doesn't really even save the day. Just becomes part of the Force. They should have just gotten some Star Wars fans and screened fucking the movie for them, and they would have seen how... I don't know, dude. Anyway, the last thing I wanted to talk about, this goes back to a discussion that we had in the group chat. You and Silk had an exchange concerning Disney buying Star Wars. Basically, it's a blog called The Wert Zone. It's a great blog. I don't read it as much as I should, but it's The Wert Zone. The W-E-R-T-Z-O-N-E .blogspot.com or some shit. And he had this great piece on, has Disney turned a profit on its Lucasfilm purchase? Disney bought Lucasfilm from George Lucas, and they paid $4.05 billion for the company. All of its assets, its subdivisions, which includes Industrial Light and Magic. All of its franchises, Star Wars, Indiana Jones. So has Disney made back the money on this deal in the 4 years since, more than 4 years, in the 5-6 years since they bought it, from the films that they've made? They've profited $1.5 billion. But that's not included in the $4 billion they spent on Lucasfilm. They had to then spend money to make The Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Solo. But Force Awakens made $780 million in pure profit for Disney. Last Jedi made $415 million pure profit. Rogue One made $300 million. And Solo will probably end up breaking even and like home video put it over. That's $1 billion in profit from the movies. They made $300 million in profit from the toys, right? Because Star Wars toys are still like the biggest selling toys in general. They made $500 million from video games, which is mostly the Battlefront releases they had. They've made $1 billion with Industrial Light and Magic, because you got to keep in mind that Industrial Light and Magic does special effects for a shit ton of movies. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, Transformers movies, like all the big budget movies, they go to Industrial Light and Magic because they're still cutting edge special effects. Star Wars Rebels TV show, including all the other media, the books, the comic books, they've made about $4.3 billion. So all the $4.05 billion that they spent to buy it, they've broke even and made some, and obviously it's been a profitable venture for them. But like we've been saying, they're now in a very dangerous territory, right? Because they got this big amusement park coming to Disney with a Star Wars themed hotel at Disney, which sounds great. But if you're putting out fucking shitty movies and you keep killing off Luke Skywalker, don't want to go on vacation based on your vision of Star Wars. I don't know if you remember me saying this, bro, but when this deal first came about, I was not into it.
I think you kind of were.
Dude, because
you saw a little of the future.
Well, because I'm not a Disney fan. Like, they just Disney-fy everything. And it's worked for the MCU because they've been hands-off. But I feel like the MCU success, they thought they could get that with Star Wars. And you can't. It's two different properties, two different things. Like, comic book, there's endless, endless stories. With Star Wars, the success post-original trilogy was the expanded universe and basing things off of the original trilogy. They just took that, they wiped all of that out and wanted to start fresh with new canon and expanded stuff. A lot of Star Wars fans got pissed at that. And then you're going to go and release something like The Last Jedi, which it just negates everything that came before it. They're not screwed. Episode 9 will do well. And if you think about it, the middle of each trilogy so far has been the lowest grossing. Even Empire, as much as the smart Star Wars fan, oh, I love Empire. Empire's the best one. Yeah, it's good, but when it came out, it was the poorest review of the original trilogy. Attack of the Clones, same thing. So if you think about it, Last Jedi is, in terms of what it did at the box office and divisiveness, it's on par with Empire and Attack of the Clones. But it negates everything that came before it. It does way more damage. That being said, there's still a chance that Episode 9 can save this trilogy and make it memorable. Maybe it's good that there's no Luke Skywalker, no Han Solo in it. Maybe if it's just focused on Kylo Ren and Rey, maybe it's better off that Carrie Fisher's dead. I don't know, man. I wouldn't want to be J.J. Abrams right now.
If the rumors are true, we're off to a bad start, in my eyes.
Which rumors?
About the whole love child thing.
Oh. God. I think I've read this. It was like a tweet or something. Lando's just going to like take Kylo Ren out for a beer and he'll just turn to the light side of the Force. Because Lando's treating him like a son. Seriously, what is Lando going to do? You can save the day? Come on. I hope that fucking dude, though, with the fucking computer around his head, was it Lotus? Or?
Oh, yeah, that guy was awesome.
He should be the focus. Sad part is it's not necessary. I always go back to Terminator 3 being an unnecessary movie that negates the first two movies just in its existence. And now all these years later, after Terminator 3, James Cameron's come back to the franchise and is actually remaking Terminator 3 as though it never happened. That's how much damage Terminator 3 did. Now the creator of the Terminator franchise is coming back and making Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, making Terminator Salvation, Terminator Genesis, making all these movies just non-canon bullshit. Bringing back Linda, whatever her fucking name is, Linda Hamilton. And just redoing it. But even that is not necessary. You got to know when to say when.
Well, it's just the whole entire thing with Hollywood right now. There's just like no good original.
Even with the age that the original trilogy actors are at, there's a way to do the sequel trilogy that's good. There's definitely a way to do it. And you saw hints of it in The Force Awakens. But then The Last Jedi just takes all your expectations from The Force Awakens and just like literally takes a dump on them for like 2.5 hours. And you're like, what? I thought I liked The Force Awakens. I guess I didn't. I guess I didn't like it. I don't want to touch on too much else from Solo or Last Jedi for the sake of time, but I think we should do some more episodes focused just on Star Wars and even just the business side of this. You got anything else without going too in-depth?
No, I got nothing. I got nothing that's not going to be short. I mean, if I go on, it's just going to be... Yeah. I got to write all the stuff down because there's a plethora of problems that I have with the Last Jedi.
Well, we haven't been recording as much as of late. July's just been a rough month, but I know August gets a lot easier for me, so we'll get back to a regular recording schedule. We'll touch on this. Hopefully we'll get some more Game of Thrones news. As it stands, there's really no spoilers to speak of. There's prequel news, but it's all just speculation and heresy right now. And something rubs me the wrong way with getting into a George R. R. Martin-centered episode with the books. My anger at him is somehow gets more and more every day. Basically, I want to focus on the TV stuff. We'll come up with a fresh angle to go at the previous seasons. We're not going to do a huge rewatch project like we did last year, but we'll do something for a recap leading into Series 8, which we don't even know when that's going to air. So everything's kind of in limbo right now, but we'll record very soon. We'll be back again. John, always a pleasure. You can find us facebook.com/thepromisedprinces. Follow us on Twitter @princesspromised. Check out the Westerosi Companion, theprincesthatwerepromised.com. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, at the Google Play Store, Stitcher, SoundCloud. We're on YouTube. Leave a review. Tell a friend. Tell a family member. Thanks for listening. We'll speak with you guys next time. And may the Force be with you. Bum, 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 bum